Blog Talk Radio.
Father, I want to learn the mysteries of the kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Because one day I really plan being there.
You're my heavenly Father.
Where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, oh yeah. I just wanna say I love you. Yeah. Twisting on the eternal peace. Ain't no place I'd rather be than with you. Praising you. Meditating every day and night. All I want is eternal life and to sing you a song.
Sing you a song, Father. Yeah.
Soft and long. Well, I'd like to be here alone with your Father, 'cause your love is like no other. Happy to see a new horizon slowly coming into you. Yeah, I wanna be living for the love of you.
Living for the love of you. Living for the love
that I'm giving. For the love of you.
It's for the love of you. It's for the love.
Give me peace in the name of your Holy Son. And though I'm fine touching me when the morning comes, feel good to me. By loving me.
Take me there, Father. Give me your wisdom.
I wanna be living for the love of you.
What
living
I wanna
for
do.
The love of you. Living for the love.
All that I'm giving.
All that I'm giving.
For the love of you.
It's for
your
love. The love of you. It's for the love.
Ooh, paradise. I have it there, oh yeah, and I will never feel insecure again, 'cause you're the key,
you're the key, Father.
This is our thing, yeah. Ooh, never again will I lose my way,
never again,
oh, because your wisdom gives me words. And this is how I really feel. I wanna be living.
Your love is real.
For the love of you.
I'm living for the love of you. Living for the love
that I'm giving.
All that I'm giving.
It's for the love of you.
It's for the love of you. It's for the love.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Yes, well. Welcome aboard again. Welcome aboard the Elders Show. We're happy to have you with us. We are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And we just thank Abba Yahuwah for another opportunity to come before you this evening. I am Elder Yaliah, and we have our brother, Elder Yahil, with us once again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Again, these are exciting times to be alive. Hallelujah. We're going to talk some about that. They might be frightful times to some, but I wouldn't want to be in any other time. These, we're seeing the culmination of the age. If you looked in that scripture in Luke, where it says Luke 21:24, where it says, Yerushalom shall be trodden down by the Gentiles until the end of the Gentile age. That's a culmination right there. And that's what we're basically seeing. We're seeing the end of the Gentile age. That's why everything is unraveling. They're the stewards. They're the stewards of this world, this Babylonian system. It's satanically inspired. Yes, it is. Satan is running the show, but they're the conduits. They're the ones that he's using. And we're seeing that system starting to crumble right before our eyes. Remember, in 2 Esdras, it says, Esau, you know the spirit of Esau. He didn't value the things of the Most High. He'd rather a bowl of stew than to have his spiritual inheritance, his spiritual birthright. So Esau, the world without Yah, Babylonian system, Esau is the end of the world. But Yaakov is the beginning of the world to come. Hallelujah. That's not our scripture reading for the night, but that's one we should be mindful of. That's what we're seeing right now. That's why it looks like the world is in chaos. Say hallelujah, because we know our redemption draws nigh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A lot is going on. A lot is going on today. I saw some things, Elder. I'm going to go ahead and read our true scripture reading. That's Matthew, in Matthew chapter 24, verses 21 and 22. It reads as follows. This is the KJV version. It says, "For then shall great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." Okay? It says, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." Verse 22, "And except those days should be shortened." Remember we was talking about a few seconds ago how the world is feels like it's crumbling. We're seeing the ending of we're seeing the culmination of a wicked regime. So that's why it says this great tribulation. Now, we haven't got to the apex of it yet, but it's heading there. And it's going to be so horrible, as it says, such as was not since the since beginning of the world to this very time, and no, nor ever shall be. So nothing will be as wicked as this time, this coming era, and nothing ever shall be as wicked as it. So we're in for rough water. It's just like you're riding down a gentle river, you know, in your canoe, and you think, oh, my goodness, this is peaceful. I could close my eyes and go to sleep. But you don't know about 5 miles upstream, you're heading to some rough water, what they call that white water rapids. You don't know what's coming. And then, to make matters worse, the white water rapids is not the worst thing. At the end of it all, you're heading off the cliff, off the falls, like the Niagara Falls. So buckle up, Israel. It says, if you will be for us, who can be against us? And listen to verse 22. "And except those days," these tumultuous days, "except those days should be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved." So no flesh will be saved if you were then shorten the days. It says, but for the elect days shall be shortened. Hallelujah for that. And
yeah.
if you have a pulse in your body, you should be able to feel that the time has been sped up. These days have been short. Time has sped up. So like me, if you want to get something accomplished, I learned this. You better get up early. You better hit the day running. I mean, you better start early. You come getting up 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, or so, you're not going to accomplish very much. You might not accomplish nothing at all. You might as well just stay in bed, because the time is moving that fast. I mean, it's like I could go to a hardware store, and that's right down the street from me, and come back, and look like 2 hours has passed. I mean, it sounds like a science fiction movie, but that's the way it is. So,
yeah,
thank Yahuwah for that, because if he said he didn't shorten the days, the elect would not make it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Elder, one thing I want to talk about, and I turn it over to you. I know you got some important things to say. I was doing some thinking, and I had to pull it up on the internet. The times we're in, people in general, whether they are believers, whether they know the Almighty, whether they know Yahuwah, whether they know us as Israel, as His chosen people, it doesn't matter if they're spiritual or carnal. People, it just seems in general, are like in a trance. It's like a spellbound. They see what's going on. I mean, they see the propaganda that's going on, especially in mainstream media and other sources. And they see the lies. I'll just give you one example. All the people that we've heard had adverse reactions to this demonic vax, and when I say adverse reactions, I'm including death, too. Because there has been deaths. They see this. They hear it. But it seems like it's not registering to them. It doesn't register. It's like what they call like water off a duck's back. It's just like it doesn't sink in. I mean, I see it all the time. And instead of stopping and saying, let me reflect on this. This is not making sense. They're calling this safe. And this thing has not even been tested on animals yet. It, matter of fact, we're the animals. You know, what's going on? No, they're believing the authorities, so-called authorities, and they're just like, it's like they're just sheep to slaughter. And it's not like a sheep, it's not like the shepherd is leading them to the slaughter. It's like they're leading themselves. It's like it's like they're spellbound. And I believe it's just that. I believe that people are under a spell, and not just any old type of magic. I believe it's the dark magic, the dark satanic magic, which is, you know, magic at its highest form. And this spell is being cast. It's being cast through the airways, through the media, through what we call news outlets, news networks, all where the propaganda can go, online media too, not just television, radio, everywhere, print media, everywhere. Even the doctors, the so-called men of science, women of science, they seem spellbound. I mean, it looks like they threw all of their education and training experience out the window, and they're just going along. I mean, it's if this was a movie, this would be a horror movie. This is frightening, the way some of these people are acting. And I was thinking about the old movie. It was done by H.G. Wells in 1960. I guess he was kind of famous for weird movies, science fiction. It was called The Time Machine. Now, I looked, and there's other versions of it, newer versions, like in the 2000s. Those never measure up to the original. Very, very rarely do you see that happen. So the original one, I remember it came, a replay came on when I was a kid. You know, it was probably like it was in the it probably had been up about 10 years or so. And I was watching it, and to me it was kind of scary. I mean, it didn't show a ghost or nothing like that, but it was kind of realistic type of scary. And I remember a part in it, and this is where I'm connecting the dots here. It was a part in that movie called The Time Machine by H.G. Wells, the old version, the 1960 version, that the people in the future, I went to the future, and the people in the future, it was like they were like all just peaceful and loving, and but they didn't help each other. Mm-hmm. Like one of them fell into the river, then nobody paid any attention. She could be screaming, saying, help me. The other one would pay no attention, you know. And they just, they were just like they were spaced out. But they wouldn't harm anybody. Then you had the other people who lived underground, and they had all this furry hair, all this furry hair. And, you know, they were like the bad people. Or it looked like they were mutants. It looked like they were half people and half animals. And they would come up at nighttime to eat the other people. They would try to eat the other people. And, you know, the ones who escaped, they got to live another day. But then here's the kicker. It was a part in the movie where some music was played, or it was like a siren or something. A loud siren went out, and all the people could hear it who was above ground. And no matter what they were doing, they could be playing, they could be running, whatever that happened, when that music or that siren sound, they would stop. And they would, like, be under a trance. They would turn around, and they would start walking towards this monument. And they would just be in a trance, just walking towards it. And the guy in the time machine was trying to shake them out of it, like, what's wrong with you people? But they couldn't listen to it. They couldn't hear him. He said, you guys know what you're doing? You're walking towards these other people, the ones who want to eat them. But they wouldn't listen to them, walking straight, like, to their death. And he said, stop it, what's wrong with you people? They would not listen to him. They couldn't hear reason. And so they walked right into that building, and then the doors were closed behind them, and all those people, I guess, they could get eaten by those. So it's like that's happening now. It's like they're hearing this sound. They're hearing this demonic sound going out over the airwaves, the media, radio, television, online, they're hearing this go out, and we're like the guy in the time machine movie. We're telling, hey, what's wrong with you people? Do you see what's going on? Do you see that this is all planned out? Do you see this? Do you know this thing could actually, is you going to regret this in maybe a matter of months or a year or so? You're trying to tell them this has been untested. Wake up. You're trying to shake them. They're not listening. They're walking straight towards that monument. They're walking straight towards that jab. It's like they have to get it. They're in a trance. It's just like that movie. It's scary, man. I mean, that's the analogy that came to me, and I think it's an accurate one. And we need to pray that Israel wake up, because we know there's been some Israelites, so-called black people, that have just walked to this slaughter. I call it the monument. That's what it was in the movie. They just walked to this. There's nothing you could tell them. They wouldn't hear you. And even if you try to tell them before they go, they're still not hearing. So we need to pray that they be awakened. And if I forgot the end of it, but I think this girl who he started liking, this woman, I think she couldn't hear him either at first. He walked into that, but somehow he got her out. But I think at the end he woke some of them up, and they start fighting back, and that was their redemption. But we're gonna have to wake some of them up. We can't do it. It's gonna have to be the Ruach HaKodesh working through us to do it. So we gotta pray that Israel wakes up. All right, I know Elvis have a lot to say and show us too today. I mean tonight. So we're gonna turn it over to you. Hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah. Well, you know, that analysis you just made there, you know, that's a good analysis, too, you know, because, we see exactly what you're just saying and what you're talking about. We could see it, you know. And but the thing I notice is in some of these people, especially the bruise, it's like they continue to walk towards the slaughter, you know, until they get stung by it. Once they get hit one time, it's too late. Seems like it's too late.
Right.
Then that seems like some of them wake up then every once in a while. You know, they come up, talk about, well, I knew I made a mistake. I shouldn't have did this. I shouldn't have did it. I should not have, you know. But, you know, see, and when you see here that kind of stuff, you know, sometimes you have to think that it may be just flat out too late for you, you know. You done went ahead and took the mark of this old Bill Gates stuff that he got out there. You have gone on and took it, no matter what people, what somebody, what we have said and tried to say, you know, it's like,
wow.
It's just, I had to do it, you know. So that's that reminds me. Well, again, people under this spellbound.
Yeah.
They are hellbound, you know. Spell into hell. That's what I'm looking at. Yeah, so that's it doesn't make sense at all. It ain't making no sense because, you know, Yahuwah, he woke us up when this garbage first came on the scene, when Bill Gates first came up with this COVID-19 BS that he's putting out there trying to destroy mankind. He acts as though the fate of the world, he has authority to just kill whoever he wants to. You see? And this is what really, this is what's kind of bothering, you know, when you see this is too nasty slut, Bill Gates and Fauci and whoever else is involved with him that's on their team. You know, it's like whatever Bill Gates decides he wants to do, he wants this many people killed. You know, that many people over there in Africa, that many people here in the United States, all of a sudden it's like that order has to be carried out. You know, even this government, this fraudulent government we have, you know, on the scene here in this United States, you know, they know they're frauds. They know they're nothing but they're demons. They've been... you know, they got out there and did what they did and let the world make a fool out of them, too, you see. So, you know, maybe they might be under that spell, too, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the
That's
idea
right.
that so much of this kind of stuff is going on right in our face, you see. And that's why I have to thank Yahuwah and Yahusha, because the fact that he at least gave us eyes to see. Ears to hear, you see? He gave that to us to continue in his word. As long as we listen to his word, be obedient to it, like we had this message the other night, your walk is your protection. You know, the way you walk, the kind of lifestyle you choose to walk in, you know, then that's how you're going to be protected, see? And so these are things that he has given us. He's given us so that we'll know never to go to sleep on that. Let this devil try to put us to sleep, you know, so that we forget where we at and where we going. No.
Right.
We got to hold on to Yahuwah and through Yahusha, and we will at least survive this. We'll survive this, you know, because that's the game that Satan is trying to do. His goal is to destroy, especially the Hebrew Israelite people. He wants to destroy us. You see? And so if we hold on, then he know he's going to lose. As long as we are being faithful to Yahuwah, you know, he know he doesn't really have a chance. Bill Gates walking around here thinking he has authority to bring the world to an end. He's already come up with some dope, antidote weight type situation to just try to destroy. Once he pumped his garbage into one person and send him out here amongst the public, that person would be like a bomb, you see? He can kill, destroy anybody he come in contact with and try to talk with. that garbage, that mess that he put in the man, in the person, will be spewing out of that person's mouth, you see, or his breath, to try to kill, you know, someone else. You see? So we see the devil is working over. He's trying to do his thing in a way. I keep thinking about this. I know what I'm hearing and what people are saying about this demon, but I do know he's got a time that he's going to be cut short. His time not going to last to continually, because Yahusha says he will finish this work. Thing is in his hand. Okay? So Bill Gates and the Bill Hates and the Bill Bitches out there, they can forget it, okay? Because they don't have nothing that is what they have authority to do. They don't have it. They don't have the power. If the power is not in them, you see? And
that's
think that's what, and that's why this is so provocative to this government and all the, you know, these people that are spellbound and are hellbound and under this spell that Satan has put them under, you see? And, and so we're testimony for Yahushua. You see, we're living testimony for him, you see?
Hallelujah.
And so, therefore, Satan, his crap is not going to last. It won't work. It won't work. It didn't in the past. It always came to an end. Something always happened. Yahuwah always intervened and stopped this demon, you see? And so that's what we got to trust. We got to trust Yahuwah and believe that he is going to deliver us, his people. He's going to deliver us, you know? I mean, Satan think he could trick us and make us not believe, make us doubt in our heads, you see, about this.
Okay.
But we don't have to doubt. Because Yahuwah has already told us, Yahusha has already told us, fear not, don't fear, you know, don't even be afraid of these demonic things that are roughing around parts, marching out here in this world amongst us, you know. Well, we see that he is out there now. At least Yahuwah allows us to see the demon, see what's going on, the trouble, the things, the stuff that he does and interferes to try to bring havoc amongst us. But we ain't got a word. He tells us, don't be afraid. Be still and know I'm in charge. I got you. Okay, so that's what we gotta worry about. We're just concerned about ourselves with the fact that we keep our mind stayed on him all the time. I want to read a little out of John before we put on. We got some information we definitely wants to share with our listening audience tonight. And I think it's very important, especially about that COVID vaccine and what they're doing now, how they're trying to destruct. Well, we got to keep our eyes on it and be aware of what these people, these demons out here are trying to do, okay? Because Yahuwah is the one that is in charge, okay? So
that's right.
But let me read a little bit here. Let me read a little bit here before we go. I just want to look at a couple of things that I think is important, very important, okay? It says here, I'm going to start up here in chapter 11 of Matthew, okay? He said, and it came to be when Yahusha ended instructing his 12 taught ones that he set out from there to teach and to proclaim in the cities, okay? And when Yahanan had heard in the prison of the works of Messiah, he sent two of his top ones and said to him, are you the coming one, you know, or do we look for another? You see? Yeah, okay, because it lets you know that when I look and see that stuff off, things must have been kind of tough on Yahanan. You know, he had a struggle there. And he had to get some confirmation again from Yahusha, you see. And so he sent, you know, to find out, are you really the one? You know, I don't want to be mistaken here, is it? And Yahusha answering said to them, go report to Yahanan what you hear and see, okay? And Ezekiel wants to say, the blind receive sight and lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, hear, okay? The deaf hear. Dead are raised up, and poor are brought the good news. You see? So yes. Yahusha had to open up his mind. Let him know, don't worry, okay? Don't be afraid. Even if you're sitting there in prison and they, you know, planning on doing something serious about 2 years so far, don't worry. Don't fret. And blessed is he who does not stumble in me. You see? So he gave Yahkanan some confidence and some confirmation that you got the right one. You're looking at the right one. Yes, I am he. See? And he goes on to say, and as these were going, Yahusha began to say to the crowds concerning Yahkanan. He said, what did you see? Or what did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft garments? Look, those wearing soft garments are in the houses of sovereigns. You see? Well, what did you go out to see? A prophet? You see that? So he said, yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet. You see? More than a prophet. For this is he of whom it was written, okay? I send my messenger before your face, who shall prepare your way before you. You see? So here we go. See, he has somebody to prepare the way for us, you see. So Yahweh never forgets us. He always makes sure that we have a confident way to walk and to think concerning him, you see. So right now, as we're going through these things now with this demon Bill Gates and Fai Uchi and all those others that are all line up with him, you see, regardless of what they are doing, Yahushua is still giving us confidence. He's showing us the way. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. And that's the main thing. If you don't get nothing else, don't be afraid, okay? Because that's what the devil, you notice, in their news media right now, they have been trying to scare our pants off, you see? And that's why they got so many wicked people who refuse to listen to the truth just will go down there in a heartbeat. The next thing you know, they'll go line up and pull up their shirt sleeve to get this virus pumped in them. This is poison. This is poison. This is stuff will kill you. I hope you people will wake up when you hear me say that, okay? You're looking at something that you know, Yah himself condemns, okay? He condemns this stuff because, you know, this demon here has tried this same poison before, you see? And so we just got to remember, don't let this thing scare us. Don't let it shake us so that we all of a sudden fear so much that we be afraid of what's going on, okay? So, because he's already warned us, even in Revelation 23, he said, for by your drug sorcery, all the nations were led astray. You see, isn't that what Bill Gates with his coronavirus crap, what he's trying to do, take that drug sorcery coronavirus lie and try to make us feel afraid? Well, if we allow him to pump his garbage in us, pump that sorcery, drug sorcery, all the nations like he's doing right now, if we allow him to pump that crap in us, we'll be in trouble too, you see? But that's why we're out here crying loud, trying to make sure you hear what we're saying out here about this stuff, okay? Don't let Bill Gates and that puny-looking thing called Fauci, don't let them make no need you and make no fool out of you, okay? Because these are just demons. That's all you're looking at, little peel-head demons, okay? And there they out there trying to talk this crap. You know, Fauci, he did the same thing just a few years ago. He brought this thing that was supposed to be for a AIDS virus or something, HIV or something, yeah. And he did. He used the same a lot. That's what I'm saying. How can you let that thing say anything to you? He ain't worth the dirt under your feet. That's why Yahoo says, shake the dust off your feet. Get that garbage out of your life. Okay? That Fauci and Bill Gates, this stuff, they are garbage in this earth. Okay? It won't be long that we, us people that are righteous with Yahuwah and Yahusha, we will see their destruction. Yahuwah has already promised we'll see their destruction. All this junk that they're doing, all this mess that they're doing, trying to stir up things and bring people, make people scared and afraid and all that. This garbage is going to burn before our eyes, okay? It's going to be destroyed before our eyes.
Hallelujah. Okay?
So we don't have to be afraid of this mess. This is garbage that we're looking at, okay? And so that's the message I believe Yahuwah wants us to keep reminded of, okay? And let me read this, just what he says also. This is something that we want to keep in mind too, okay? He says in verse 11, in chapter 11 of Matthew, it says, truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than Yohanan, okay, the immerser. Yet,
that's right,
the least one in the ring of the heavens is greater than he. You see what y'all say? So the least one is greater. See? So that's the respect. That's how highly he is exalting and showing how precious we are here on this earth. You know, the least, but look what he says, is greater than Yohanan himself. Okay? And then this is what we want to consider. And from the days of Yohanan, the immerser, till now, okay, the ring of the heavens is violated. Listen at that.
Mm-hmm.
We see this today. The ring of the heavens is violated. And the violent sees it. You know? You see that? The violence. Take it over. It's just bombards it. And that's what the Bill Gates and his garbage doing. They're just trying to take it over. Take the kingdom itself. Seize it. For all the prophets and the Torah prophesied till Yohanan. Okay? So that's what I'm saying. Remember these things, because what we see now, we see the devil trying to just pop out through the Bill Gates people crowd, that mess. They think they can just all of a sudden now spread their nasty filth all around. You see, that's why we have to be careful now, because this boy out there spreading garbage, you know, drug sorcery stuff, that he wants it to harm us. You see, he wants to be able to harm us. You see, but let me tell you something. Yahuwah is our maker. He is our perfect. He is the one that is saving us, that we can trust and depend on, you see, because Bill Gates and those things like that, that's just a piece of garbage out there. That's all it is garbage. Now, don't have no respect for that. None, because it ain't nothing but some demonic garbage. And it's going to be out of our way sometime soon, in the very near future. It's all in his hands. The timing is in his hands, and he is never late. He's always on time. Okay? So we know that, and so we don't have to be afraid, even no matter how afraid it seems the devil tried to make us be afraid. All we got to do is kneel down and call on our maker, Yahuwah. Okay? Call upon him. Give us strength to walk this life and to to overcome these things that are out here. We can get together sometimes and call on Yahuwah, pray, okay, through Yahushua, and call on him. And you will see, we will probably see things fall right in our face. As a matter of fact, these things are falling. We just, you know, have to pay a little bit closer attention so that we can know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Know that the all power is in our leader, our master, our maker.
That's right.
Okay?
Hallelujah.
That thing that is out there calling Ha-Shaytan or the devil or demons, it can't do that. It can't harm us, you know, because that's why Yahushua, he said, don't be afraid, okay? Don't be afraid. If somebody gets anything else tonight, understand what Yahushua is telling us tonight, okay? Because he tells us right over here in verse 27 in Revelation chapter 11, all have been handed over to me by my Father. You hear that? That is what our Messiah is saying to us today. And no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and he who to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. You see? So pray, you know? Because Yahushua, he can reveal to the Father to us, okay? Even in our sleep at night, he can come to us and speak to us in our dreams, okay? Come to me, he says, all you who labor and are burdened, and I shall give you rest. You see that?
Yeah.
That's how Messiah is. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, okay? For I am meek and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your being, okay? That means mentally you will be restful. You have that rest, that meekness, that calmness. You'll have it. He will give it to you. For my yoke is gentle, and my burden is light. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, let's not be afraid, okay? And I'm preaching this. I'm trying to teach this to encourage myself, you see? Because these are the words of Yahushua, okay? And hallelujah for his words, and hallelujah for Yahushua himself, for his people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so with that, Elder, now we do have a clip. We can start listening to it. It's kind of got a little length to it, and we can just bounce off it, stop it whenever we want to. We'll come to a point, and you want to say something, comment on what we're gonna hear, because this is important if we can understand what these people are saying here, because whatever they're saying, it is something for us to learn from, to understand what's going on with these. Especially with these demons out here, okay? These things think they have been given the authority to control this whole universe that we're in. You see? They think they're going to just poop up some stuff and change this whole place that we're in and change everybody in it. You got to be the kind of person that they want to make you into, like they have some kind of authority. You see what I'm saying? So,
they call it the God complex. They're usurping Yahuwah's rightful place. So, but they think they are. they're self deluded. they think they have the power to usurp Yahuwah's place. But we're going to see that they do not. But it's interesting to see their mindset. So this video is going to give you a glimpse into their mindset of a psychotic demon, you know, who thinks they have the authority to make the world over in the way they want it, in their image. But we know who has the final say. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, all right. Well, we're going to just dive right into it, if that's okay. Hallelujah. Since I can't get it kicked off. Now that's that little minute there.
Hallelujah. Yeah, Elder, matter of fact, while you're doing that, I could mention something I was going to mention earlier. There's a, I believe it's a new commercial. I saw it for the first time probably over the weekend, where they have three presidents, former presidents. They have Bill Clinton. They have George Bush, the junior, the son, and they have Barack Obama. And all three of them are pleading, urging the public to get vaccinated. You have to get vaccinated. Now, I've never seen anything like that. I've never saw president, not alone former president, and three former presidents all pleading for the people to get vaccinated. Now, this is something that has over a 98% recovery, but they're acting like this is a death sentence. So you know something bigger, much bigger, is going on. But we'll get into it more after the clip. I'll let you go ahead and run that clip there.
Okay, let's go.
What's happening is the virus is getting into you when you are not mounting a full defense, and it is studying the vaccine response, and it's getting around it. The mutant escape, meaning what I was going to say, wouldn't that trick the technology, the biotechnology too? Because it's like, oh, I'm going after this virus, but then a different virus comes in, and it's like, wait, what? So what happens is the real virus sees the antibodies being made, and they're not strong enough to overcome it, and it says, I am studying you, and I'm going to figure out a way around. And what he's saying is the vaccine is mutating this virus at a colossal rate, that everyone getting it is helping the virus become deadly. What he is saying is you are seeing a false drop after these vaccinations in the UK, in Israel, in America, and he is predicting the next 3 weeks or so, we are going to see a spike of a brand new strain that is vaccine resistant. And he said once you...
Okay, let me just kind of back up a second here because I want to try to make sure we get a good good vision and understanding what this man is really saying, because it was kind of low.
Right.
So let's see if we can't bring it up here. Just a second, just a quick second.
Oh, take your time.
Just want to make sure I got my button set right.
How many articles are reading? Someone's getting the virus right after the first shot.
Okay, how are we doing?
2 weeks after the second shot. Right. Still in his headline, what's happening is the virus is getting into you when you are not mounting a full defense, and it is studying the vaccine response, and it's getting around it. A mutant escape, meaning, well, I was going to say, wouldn't that trick the technology, the biotechnology too? Because it's like, oh, I'm going after this virus, but then a different virus comes in, and it's like, wait, what? So what happens is the real virus sees the antibodies being made, and they're not strong enough to overcome it, and it says, I am studying you, and I'm going to figure out a way around. And what he's saying is the vaccine is mutating this virus at a colossal rate, and everyone getting it is helping the virus become deadly. What he is saying is you are seeing a false drop after these vaccinations in the UK, in Israel, in America, and he is predicting the next 3 weeks or so, we're going to see a spike of a brand-new strain that is vaccine-resistant. And he said, once you created a vaccine-resistant strain, this thing is and sweep and destroy humanity. We're in the third and final hour of the InfoWars War Room. Del Ventry from thehighwire.com joins us. Always a pleasure when Del comes in studio. I was telling Del before he came on how even though you've been censored, it's the InfoWars paradigm. It's the being. It's being the censorship, persevering through it. Even despite all the censorship that you've been through, I have people messaging me all the time from France where there's a big pushback against the vaccine happening right now. How you're one of the leaders in that. These are liberals. You know, these are liberals that are like, hey, you know, we don't want forced vaccines. We want medical freedom. And so it's great to know that you haven't been perturbed. You're persevering despite all the censorship. So we're glad you're here today.
Well, you guys paved the way, to be really honest. You know, we lost our YouTube. We lost our Facebook. We lost our Instagram, which is where my broadcast began. But seriously, having watched, you know, Alex Jones, InfoWars go through, Mike Adams, guys have all sort of paved that road. So we were a little more prepared, and we were actually just having a meeting today after my show, and we
Okay, Elder, I just want to pause this real quick. If you got anything you want to say, just give me any indication in any kind of way just to let me know, and I can pause it, okay?
Oh, no, I was just listening. Now, did you start it from the beginning, or is that towards the middle or the end?
No, we're starting from the beginning at the guys talking just then.
Okay.
So if you got anything to say, anything you want to comment on or anything like that during this time, anytime, just give me an indication.
Okay, no, I'll just hold it till the end.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
To recover from losing all of those social media platforms, we are now thriving enough. Like that sort of, we've sort of met, we're back to the numbers we were at on our website that we're getting YouTube and Facebook and all those. And we're starting to see in those other Rumble and Spain.video and all these places that we're also showing, we have sort of got back to square. And now we're only going to grow from here. So it's a really exciting moment when you recognize that we've overcome sort of the lashing and the beatdown and the censorship, and now there's nothing. They take initial to try, and you're paving ways in other places we're also looking and discussing all the times. But we are now in a place where now we can continue a growth that goes above and beyond where we were at, which is an exciting day, sort of a great moment.
And, you know, that's such a great metric, too, because it shows that it used to be where, like you were saying, okay, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Facebook. That's the established place where the mainstream traffic is. And for the most part, it still is. But now there's enough alternatives, and there's enough traffic going to those alternatives that you can get that same audience. You can reach the same people. You don't have, you know, the
algorithms.
Yeah. Well, and you don't have the neutral people that don't really know what's going on that might stumble upon new information. You don't really get that phenomenon, I think, on the other outlets, but at least you can be there. At least you can still kind of share it. We're seeing them come after the other outlets, too, like Armour and Gab. But I think it will survive.
And
free speech will survive.
And we're lying on the back of where free speech begins, which is in the hands of people. Right? In the end, algorithms were great. It was awesome when I just shared with people that never heard of me because we were getting so many numbers. But the truth is now we grow. We're growing in the hands of people, which means they take your video, they take my video, and they share it with that person that maybe is on the fence, hasn't heard of us. That sharing, that handoff, that money expression, that's
an honor made of Paul Revere.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's Paul Revere. Yeah. And now the people are going to have to do it. We're going to survive the issues we're discussing now, which all of it is coming to, I think, really in many ways. So many different issues are coming to a cataclysmic moment. The people, when, you know, I believe in the people, I always have. And they're the ones who are going to have to carry these messages and carry our work forward.
And you have been spearheading one of the major leaders in the medical choice movement, the medical freedom movement. And thehighwire.com, again, is where I go to find your reports. And when I found this report, I immediately said, we have to get you on to talk about this.
Yeah.
The headline, they are almost kidnapping your child. I mean, I would actually go farther and say they are kidnapping your child.
Yeah.
And so what's happening is, and by the way, this has been done in many different cases over time, but it's never been so egregious, where they may take a kid if a parent illegally owns a gun, or they may take a kid if a parent is caught with, like, narcotics, you know, and stuff like that. But now they're saying, oh, you test positive for COVID, we'll take your kid. Hey, we see you're not wearing a mask, or you're promoting not taking the vaccine, we're going to take your kid. Oh, you didn't take the vaccine, we're going to take your kid, no matter how young, no matter how old, By the way, usually the video that newborn is put in a plastic bag.
So,
and the mother is like, it's like celebrating it for social media. So, I mean, but talk about the report here. They're almost kidnapping your child. And what do people need to know about this?
Well, I mean, I got to interview this couple, Lori and Loretta. Mennonite, they have, you know, sort of their own spiritual conservative values that, you know, but they want to have a home birth, but it hadn't gone the way they wanted to. And it happens, and so they ended up in the hospital. She gives birth to a beautiful baby, and they're very excited that he's there. And then all of a sudden, they sort of say that the sugar seems low in the baby, and they take the baby away. Okay, they're doing what is necessary. But that same moment, they decide to give her a COVID test. And they give her a COVID test, PCR test, which we know is you know,
false positive.
False positive like crazy. And then suddenly she tests positive, and they're saying, you can't see your baby. And then they thought, oh, it's temporary. Someone, we're getting the baby back. And then the father, and then it becomes this fight, you know, at a certain point, they didn't want to leave the hospital. Because they're like, wait a minute, we haven't seen our baby. They can't get them.
How are you going to leave the hospital without your newborn?
And can you imagine? And they're not being allowed to visit. At one point, they're saying, well, you can go see the ICU and take a look at your baby. And no, you're dangerous to everybody. You can't even see your baby now. So day on day, they're like, this is my baby. I want to hold my baby. And you and I both, like, we've done any investigation in this order. There is, if there's one case of a baby that has died of COVID, I haven't seen it. There's service out there. But we know that children are not, they don't carry the receptors for COVID. There's no danger to this. How these parents were not in a position where they're allowed to be with their baby. And so at a certain point, they start reaching out to us in the middle of it. We're trying to figure out what the story is. Luckily, you know, after 10 days, they start reaching out to lawyers. We start looking at lawyers. Eventually, she sort of overcame that period of time where, okay, the 10 days is up, and now...
Did she ever get retested?
I think she might have gotten retested, but boy, she never had any symptoms. Like, you know, whether or not...
So it was either she had the antibodies or the false positive.
Correct. And either way, she has no symptoms. She wants to be with a baby. She wants to be having that baby and mother contact. You know, I'm just... It's such a beautiful moment. I think about the, you know, our two children... My wife and I gave birth at home, which was the ideal place to be because you don't deal with any of this. But to rob a mother and a father, and no one can get this baby for 10 days, and the power now of these doctors. I can't override you. You work for me. You're supposed to be an employee for me, and you're tearing my baby away, and it's going to have quarantine on me and them, and we can't get to each other. It's a horrific story. And it's not, they're not alone. So we're seeing these articles, these headlines all over the country.
This is incredible, though, how this goes against, like, so much science. It's not even funny. Everybody knows, you teach this in psychology classes. I forget the psychology class for improvements, but basically it's like the most important moment for a baby is the first time it touches the mother. It's like the completion of the birth process is the touching, the loving, the feeling. And they're eliminating that now. They're completely eliminating that. And it's like the most beautiful moment of all.
It's that connecting moment. It's what sort of builds that connection between them. And it doesn't stop. It's so many things to think about. Women that are getting birth in mass. If you've ever been in that situation, breathe.
How am I going to breathe?
When you breathe, you cannot breathe. It's anything about how dangerous that is. And then the baby's born, and they're looking up, and they're not seeing smiles.
No.
They're just seeing mass people staring at them,
and machines and plastic.
Living in that. What is that going? What is that? What are those brands?
It's like waking up into Westworld. You ever watch Westworld?
Right.
It's like waking up into the Westworld.
We have no idea what the long-term effects of just those moments will be.
We have no idea how much a baby's smile is a socialized event they've learned because of all the nurses and doctors and parents. They're smiling at the baby in the
morning.
And none of those smiles are happening. They're not seeing the mouths. They're not seeing their expression. What are these children? What's it going to be? And then that mother, baby, you know, born in the plastic. It's like a futuristic torture. It's totally insane.
Like, here's your baby. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, now it'll be, oh, we're going to deliver your baby into a bag. Like, you need to purchase it. And there'll be, like, a price tag on your own baby.
Yes. Okay, $59.99 to purchase your baby.
You know, I mean, you have to think about the science fiction novels, especially 1984 and Brave New World. I forget which one. In one of them, people, you know, have sex and then they put it to job, like they don't have any sexual connection to each other. And then the other brave new world. Yeah, and then in the other book, they just want to test it. And so either way, there was this idea that future will be where we're not connected anymore. Babies aren't really ours. We're not connecting them. We're not connected in the relationship. Love is not what creates children anymore. And my God, we've seen an acceleration into that type of concept.
Just like that.
Overnight.
Just like that. And they were able to fake the pandemic. It's amazing how they could fake this pandemic and get so much power out of it. And just to see the people loving it, too. They celebrate the vaccine. Have you seen these videos where they're celebrating the vaccine? By the way, we got big news that Dale just broke me. We're going to have this coming up the next segment. Dale Vintry on with us, the host of The High Wire, thehighwire.com. And, Dale, you were telling me about this individual. I was stunned. I hadn't heard about this. This is incredible, but, you know, with the censorship, I guess I shouldn't be so surprised. Dirk Vandenbosch.
Yes.
And this guy's resume is, pretty stellar, pretty incredible. If you're talking about, for the medical industry, the vaccine industry, big pharma, he's pretty much got the gold standard for a resume. And he's pro-vaccine.
Pro-vaccine.
Worked with Bill and Melinda Gates. So get into this gentleman, Dirk Vandenbosch, his resume, his pedigree, and what is happening with him now.
So 2 weeks ago, a video came out that really grabbed my attention. And again, it's because of this guy's pedigree. We're talking pop. So he worked for Gavi, which is created by Bill and Melinda Gates, an international, this global alliance of vaccines and immunology. So this is what's pushing the vaccine program across the world, all right? And so he worked for them in the Ebola program, the Ebola vaccine program. His specialty is not, he knows how vaccines are designed, but it's studying the different types of vaccines and how they would respond in a wide mass vaccination rollout. That's his area of specialty. This is the video, that one right there was being shown. But I want to play this one right here. Let's play, this is his 2-minute call to the WHO. Listen to how serious this guy is, and then I'll describe what he's talking about.
At the WHO. My name is Dirk Vandenbosch. My background is veterinary medicine. I am a certified expert in microbiology and infectious diseases. I have a PhD in biology and I have a long-standing career in human vaccinology. I'm urging you to immediately open the scientific debate on how human interventions in the COVID-19 pandemic are currently driving viral immune escape. I'm urging you to invite me for a scientific hearing open to the public and to scientists all over the world on this very topic. Ignoring or denying the impact of stringent infection prevention measures combined with mass vaccination using prophylactic vaccines is a total blunder. Please do listen to my cry of distress and let's first and foremost deliberate on a scientifically justified strategy to mitigate the tsunami of morbidity and mortality that is now threatening us. And let's meanwhile devise a strategy to eradicate systemic emerging highly infectious variants. On behalf of humanity, I sincerely thank you for considering my call.
Translate that
for the audience. So I started out in Hollywood. I was a Hollywood screenwriter. This is now opening to a movie that is in America. This is that world-renowned scientist. That
like the opening scene, you know,
the opening scene of somebody no one's listening to.
World War Z.
In the offices, in the rooms, in the laboratories, studying this thing, but it's saying, I am telling you, you need to listen now. We are creating a catastrophic blunder that is putting humanity as we know at risk. Now, this guy is being very extreme.
and he has done little videos. I'm under attack for sharing him, even from my own side of the table.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never seen this guy.
Right.
I think I've seen him, but I've not, like, recently in the news.
So let me break down exactly what he's saying. And there is, I have studied this. This is something we've been talking about for years. It's a little in the weeds, but here is a problem that is known with vaccinations, and something we talked about. What he's talking about is immune escape. And what he described in the longer video that I got into on my show, if you want to go back 2 weeks ago today, I dealt with this brand new video. It is really, really scary stuff. And I want to say this right up front. I'm saying if he is right, we need to address this immediately. Every scientist in the world needs to address it. I'm saying if he is a scientist, I'm just a journalist. So people think you're alarming people. Yes. I think this is a moment to be alarmed. I pray he's wrong. I pray that none of this is true. But if it is true, we are in a colossal, you know,
we are in hell. We wish everything we said was on
here. Let me explain what he's saying. This vaccine, all of it, everyone, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and Moderna, and I talked about this on your show, it does not stop the infection, and it does not stop transmission. Something that Tony Fauci is, you know, word salad, he's telling people, but no one's getting it. We're all rushing to get the vaccine because it doesn't get the herd immunity. This is protective, but it does not, and he said that very clearly. Any scientist that knows what I'm talking about, it does not stop infection. He believes we should have had a vaccine. He's pro-vaccine, remember. We needed a vaccine called a sterilizing vaccine that kills this thing dead on contact. That once you've had the vaccine, you can never contract this, you stay, and then you block it so that no one else can get it. That's herd immunity. He said, we did choose this thing. This,
I mean, that's like for like just for joking. That's like the difference between having like an antibody or a nanobot thing.
Correct. Right? Like really having a defense that works and man, I'm solid, I'm good to go. So what he's saying is we're using a prophylactic vaccine that does not stop infection in a mass vaccination program that has never been attempted in the history of the world, and here's how he puts it. We're using the wrong weapon in the wrong war. Prophylactic vaccines should not, and he is demanding to be stopped, and even cannot be used when you're under attack. I sort of tell it like this. It's sort of like, and the problem is, you're just ramping up the antibody if you believe in the vaccine, right? I'm obviously, I'm speaking to the pro-vaxxers now. If your vaccine works, you take the first shot. You're trying to mount antibodies. There's a reason there's a second shot for most of these. You don't have enough antibodies. You've got to bump it again and try and get it up. What he's saying is, you're under attack by the natural virus. You're coming in contact with people while you're taking this vaccine, so you're having a suboptimal response. Because your body hasn't mounted the full immune response, which would take a month or two, it's underperforming. And if the virus hits you then, which we're seeing about how many articles we're reading, someone's getting the virus right after the first shot. Or they were infected 2 weeks after the second shot. So many headlines. What's happening is, the virus is getting into you when you are not mounting a full defense and it's steadying the vaccine response and it's getting around it. A mutant escape, meaning...
Well, I was going to say, wouldn't that trick the technology, the biotechnology, too? Because it's like, oh, I'm going after this virus, but then a different virus comes in and it's like, wait, what?
So what happens is the real virus sees the antibody being made and they're not strong enough to overcome it, and it says, I am studying you and we'll figure out a way around. And what he's saying is the vaccine is mutating this virus at a colossal rate, that everyone getting it is helping the virus become deadly. What he's saying is you are seeing a false dropout in vaccination in the UK, in Israel, in America. And he is predicting the next few weeks or so, you're going to see a spike of a brand new strain that is vaccine resistant. And he said, once you've created a vaccine resistant strain, this thing can sweep and destroy humanity.
And so the best answer to that is obviously
stop it immediately.
And you want to get COVID. You want to get out and beat it.
Then yes, you want to be
better than the vaccine.
Absolutely.
All right, let's expand on this when we get back. We'll be right back with Dale Bish here at the High Wire. Don't go anywhere.
So this is incredible. Yurt Vandenbosch. And he said it's like Yurt Vandenbosch.
Where's from Belgium, you said?
Belgium. Yeah. So he worked at Bill and Melinda's, Gavi, Novartis.
I mean, he's at the top of the pyramid for vaccinology.
And that's it. I mean, and this is one comes to things with alarming. You know, every once in a while, when a whistleblower steps forward, and there's some argument, you know, well, he's just trying to sell his own vaccine. He does have a technology he's been working on. He says it's not ready. That's not why he's here. But, of course, they try to undermine him and say, oh, it's just because he's trying to sell his own thing.
That just, we looked in the past, that's not the case. This dude is serious.
He looks like a minimalist in his video. He doesn't look like the kind of guy that's running for money.
Right. I would guess he's probably done fairly well, but, you know, what he is saying, this escape mute issue, is something that actually, I made the film back with Andy Wakefield. I had him on my show today. This was the exact accusation against him, that he had another crowd, and that's why he was coming out against Evan Moore. This is the playbook. And I asked the Indy about that, and the Indy has been talking to me about escape mutes for years. This is a concern they've had, but this coronavirus appears to have a mutation ability that, as he puts it, within 10 hours, this virus can mutate. We are now thousands of variants, and we are using a vaccine that is not protecting us. It is only pressuring the virus to become more deadly and stronger to a place we will not be able to stop it. And his demand is a LinkedIn page where he's put up a letter to the scientific world saying, challenge me, but please, we've got to get in public. I want this debate, because if I'm right about this, we are talking about a species, you know, a species,
a volcano, or a, you know, an
earthquake. We are running into a place, and it is, you know, where this virus is being pushed to become deadly, and what really points to us is something you've been on this. We've been on this. I've been so happy to be on your show, because what we're talking about is man, right? Mankind and science is trying to do what God does. I mean, not to wax too spiritual here, but in the end, we were perfectly designed. We don't want this planet. Nothing killed us. Nobody,
how did we survive?
Never wiped us off the planet. And I came in here and told you there's two words that make up the most dangerous words in humanity: rush and science. When you rush the science, when you warp the vaccine, there's killing animals in the animal trials, and then you have the President of the United States now, Joe Biden, pressuring, by the way, I don't know if you know this, he's got $1 billion he got in this last $2 trillion package to stop vaccine hesitancy. Basically, the vaccine, the
propaganda,
to propagandize a product that has not been for safety trials. And so to be perfectly clear, we're talking about all these products are not FDA approved. They are not licensed by the FDA. They've been getting basically a wet try, and now you have this guy saying this vaccine is doing the exact opposite of what you want to do. We've got Michael Yeadon, who's a doctor that came out against lockdown. You have, I've talked about the Great Barrington Declaration. 50,000 experts, virologists, Oxford, Harvard, Stanford, have all been warning us. You're going to create a scenario by locking everybody down, not letting them be.
Well, see, but that's what's so frustrating, though, is that we have all these doctors, we have all these panels, we have all these experts warning about this. They never get airtime. They're not allowed on national news. They're not allowed on cable news. They're not allowed on mainstream news. They shut down. You know why? Big pharmaceutical companies fund those news networks. That's it. And get the commercials every break. But, you know, I mean, I look at this you know, this gentleman, Vandenbosch, here, and to me, this is, I have a family that does vaccines, and the geeks, maybe they develop vaccines, and, you know, I don't think they would ever make me take a vaccine approach, so you're just a geek, you know, get my vaccine, you're an idiot. Okay, well, fine, whatever. To me, this guy probably means well. He probably really believes in the science. He really thinks he's helping humanity, and now that he sees that it's going sideways, I mean, this would be like out of a movie if the virus was actually in charge of Earth and using us to train, right? I mean, that's what this is. Like, a virus is actually in charge of humans and now using us as a training platform to get stronger.
Yeah, we have set up. There's been a lot of discussion about gain of function, right?
Right.
Those people have argued this may be man-made. In a gain of function laboratory, you keep taking a virus and put it in the squirrel. And then, you know, then you try and put a human petri dish to get the human cells. And you keep bouncing it to make it evolve so that it can do biological things or so that it can study it. This is, we talk about the dangers of this. What he is saying is this vaccine is essentially turning the entire world, the hundreds of millions of people receiving it, are becoming gain-of-function laboratories. They're now, it doesn't kill it, so they're asymptomatic carriers. And so just like antibiotics, just like the pressure of antibiotics in livestock, we talked about the overuse of antibiotics. Or when you get antibiotics, if you just say, take this, you got to take the whole course. Don't just go short. Why are you saying that? Because if you start early, that bacteria will study it and get around. If it survives the event, then it is learned and it mutates. And that's why we have deadly MRSA in our hospitals and CIV, bacteria becoming, you know, antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Huge problem. What we're talking about now is even worse. Viruses are worse than bacteria in many ways. These vaccines have got vaccine-resistant viruses. And that is what he's saying. Essentially,
It's like having the wrong antibiotic or not taking enough. These vaccines are giving a weak attempt, and the virus is going to learn from it, and it crashes to become a diabolical influence. As I was saying to you during the break, the evolution, and this is what he said. Mark, he said, if I'm wrong, we'll know in the next few weeks. But let's not wait. If I'm right, it'll be too late. What he's saying is the evolution, I talked about this in the last time I was on, the evolution, natural evolution of a virus is become less deadly. Think about it. A virus in nature, if you don't stress, if you don't bring out vaccines, if you don't social distance, it is going to kill the elderly. It is going to kill the weak. And that deadly strain will die with that person that dies. That's how we've survived in nature. It kills itself by killing its host. So it immediately tries to evolve to not kill its host so that it can proliferate. It's an amazing concept, right? It wants to survive. But if you get a vaccine that keeps people alive and allows the deadly virus to stay alive in them, now you will see that it goes the other direction. Now it's going to compete to become more deadly because it can. And so he's saying, if we see more deadly strains, if we see more virulent strains, that means nature is no longer in charge. It is not moving the natural direction. We are seeing a man-made pressure that is driving it. And what we're seeing, I think, you know, this headline out of South Africa, we're seeing a more virulent strain. The strategy concern is in a day. We're seeing a more virulent strain of UK. They're saying it definitely appears to be more deadly. That means evolution, the natural evolution of this virus has been shifted. And it is our scientists and it is this global approach by the WHO and Tony Fauci and these morons, these arrogant morons that are driving us into an extremely, extremely dangerous situation. And let me caveat again, I pray I'm wrong. But when scientists of this ilk, of this ability come forward and stress that we know it be true in science and think it's happening, I would take them seriously. And I think the WHO and the world needs to have this debate immediately. Think about it this way. They crashed the entire world of time over COVID. They took a year. They're beyond a year now. The shutdown and everything, third world food is collapsing. So now they don't take 2 weeks to hear this guy. Well, 2 weeks to slow the spread when Fauci says it, yeah. Even though he's been wrong on everything, right. Turns into a year, but they won't even hear this guy out and say, hey, what about 2 weeks to consider what this guy's talking about? You know, everything you're saying, boy, and think about this too. Think about, I mean, this is so diabolical. That's why when I weigh all the data, if I had to put money on it, this has been done on purpose. When I weigh all the data, I put money on this is being done on purpose. There's no way people are this incompetent or stupid on this mass scale with this much power to engage in something like this. Because remember, they don't want people to know about how to build their immune system. They don't tell people, I'm not saying hydroxychloroquine is a cure-all and all. It's not. But we know when you use it prophylactically with zinc, with vitamin D, with vitamin C, with all these other things, magnesium, then you can build your immune system. In fact, this thing naturally, and you know, that's how it's actually meant to be done with our immune system. They don't even want you to know that. They want you to take the trial vaccine. They want you to not have an immune system. They want you to not have a microbiome.
And they want you apparently to eat crispy things. You see this?
A good pet gets a treat. A good pet gets a treat.
You know that obesity is one of the number one drivers of this virus naturally, and they're getting people killed. Now, crispy things, you get free donuts if you get your vaccine. I think if you're getting the vaccine, just know you might be crispy things evil, and we should tell them about
it. I'm a good boy. I got my vaccine. I want a donut now. That's what you do. You get on the hand, and you're a good boy, you're a good dog, and now you get a treat. Sick, good boy. Bill Victory is with us at HighWire.com. You've also got your channel on Bandit.video. We've got just a couple more things to talk about here in the last 10 minutes. So I want to give you some final statements. And then the final thing is we were commenting outside of the break, which I guess, are you guys going to be putting up some of that content?
I'm just...
I saw her filming over there. Everybody would love to see the off-the-air conversation.
Well, I'll warn you before I put that.
No, it's okay. You can private that to me. It's okay. But we were laughing because there was, I was telling you about this Twitter thread where this guy's like, oh, first time I've ever been glad to have asthma. I got first in line for the vaccine. And so just being, there's all these comments talking about how glad they are about the side effects. And your chef's like, oh, the side effects, proof it's working.
Right.
He's like, yeah, my arm is numb. I had Bell's palsy. Yay, the vaccine works.
Yeah, I have seizures for 2 days. I'm over it, but I have. Obviously, the vaccine's working.
It's working for something.
Which is amazing when we look at a virus that for
most people, like, I think it may be as high as 80% was one of the things your fan and boss talking about. 80% asymptomatic and 80% of the fan have no symptoms at all. You went out of your way to get a product that gave you horrific symptoms.
And by the way,
to protect yourself from something that has no symptoms.
You still have to wear a mask, according to Fauci. You still have to social distance. You still have to do all the normal stuff.
You know, and that's what I'm starting to suspect, that they know some part of it. So you talk about, is it on purpose? I don't do it. But it does, it is a question of mind. But why they were, what if they know it? What if they know that once you've got the vaccine, that if you breathe out, that you spread the virus, you know, if you test negative while you've been vaccinated, that you're putting out a deadly mutation that just spread. What if that's what they're trying to protect from all the people that are getting the vaccine? You got to keep wearing your mask, because if you start spewing out what happens after you get that vaccine, we're going to get deadly pathogens and we can't stop.
I'm sure, of course, they wouldn't want to be honest about that.
I'm never telling you why they're actually making you wear a mask.
Right,
right.
Because I wear the mask, and everybody's saying the reason why do you keep talking about a mask? It'd be so much better to promote it. More people get it if you
right. brand
it.
Right. Why wouldn't they? It's a great commercial. So when they're not promoting and just even lying to you, hey, you're safe, go out, you got the vaccine, and show everybody else you can walk around that mask, it's weird. Yeah, they're not. They're obviously worried about something. I don't know if it's diabolical is what your band Bosch is worried about. But they're worried about something, because they're going against remote promotion, which would simply be, you want to be free, then take off your mask after you get your vaccine. They're not, because they know they have a serious problem.
You know, here's something that's incredible. And for me, it's a weird dichotomy, because when I'm not working, when I go to my, you know, escape outlets, if you will, like going to the gym or a ball game or a pub or something, like, I really don't want to think about this stuff. It always tends to come up, though, no matter what, because I mean, we really are truly living in a science fiction movie almost right now. It's almost unbelievable. And the last year and 2 months or whatever have I think been, you know, to get crazier than this, taking a pandemic, man-made viruses, gene therapy technology being injected into humans, a worldwide experiment with a gain-of-function virus coming out of Wuhan lab. I mean, it's just all nuts. It also exposes the world government. There's no country you can go. There's no river you can run. I mean, it's all the same thing. The virus is controlling all of us. And then when you think about, oh, well, what's coming next? What is going to be the side effects down the road? How long are they going to be pushing this vaccine? Are they going to make it mandatory? Are they going to put the yellow star on us to travel? I mean, we're like in the crossroads right now of going into total world tyranny. We're realizing, holy smokes, look at the science fiction novel we're living in now. Let's take a step back for a second, and let's really start to analyze this before we jump the shark. But sadly, the propaganda's worked on most people, and they're not the vaccine, and they're the mask, and you know, to them, I don't think there is coming back.
Well, we can't worry. I always think of it sort of like Noah's Ark, but I can't worry about the people that just don't even see the rain starting to fall. You know, we got to speak to those people that are waking up. We got to get those that are on the fence. We've got to mount our stand now. This is Hawaii speaking. The police came to an event in Clark in Oahu and tackled people right in front of me. It's the first time that's ever happened. We're in a really, really dark place. I just want to finish up with you. Here's his concern. We need to see it. His concern is this, that we're going to see a drop. They'll say, look, the vaccine's working in the UK. So like in Israel, we're basically a military state that are being forced back. The same as working in America, is that you're going to see this new spike. And then their response will be to lock everybody down again.
Worse.
It'll be worse. And here's the problem. They'll say, the reason we're seeing a spike in the variant is because we didn't vaccinate enough people. We only vaccinated 30%.
You didn't wear a mask, buddy.
They said, and that would be the catastrophic, diabolical decision of all time. We've got to stop it before.
And this is all in his hour and a half video?
This is all, and he's got multiple videos.
And you're saying this is like, you're sharing this with friends. It's like,
I'm sharing this with everyone I know. All the things I've ever talked about, I will say, look, I'll be the first one to say, I was a little bit dramatic about it. I have said, this may be the most important interview and video that has ever been made, if he's right. And if he's right, he wants to have watched it. And if he was right, I would rather look back and say, okay, maybe we overstated it. That's how I live. I was in 9/11. I was in New York City. The buildings got hit. I immediately grabbed my wife and we got the hell off that island because I don't know what's burning those buildings. I don't know if there's biological. That's how I'm wired. I get out. I ask questions later. I'm telling you, this man is worthy of being listened to because of how high up he is.
and then other scientists are now corroborating what he's saying. If he's right, we have got a massive, bigger than any other problem on this planet right now. We are talking about a species error, a scientific error of diabolical levels. There are ways out of this. He explains in the video. National immunity is huge. You've got to hold on to your innate immune system right now. He calls it precious. Please be precious with our innate immune system. And he's saying, don't let the kids get vaccinated. He said, they're the ones with the strongest innate immune system. We will need an army of people that can fight this thing naturally. Our children are it. If they start vaccinating our kids, it's over. They will destroy the last remaining front line that can save us from this virus that should have been a bad cold, but is being turned into that scenario we don't. And I think about it. It's not that we're in the science fiction. No, we're in the prequel. This is, the books always start after martial law has taken place. You're always walking around a world where you have no control. You're walking around a world where everybody's in.
Well, it's like the beginning of the movie where it's like, you know, 6 years ago.
It's like an I Am Legend.
In the beginning, it's like 6 months, and then after they all get the vaccine, they're all turned into zombies.
Because it's too many details, right? It's really the week. What I think is really hard. It's hard to make it entertaining. You've got to talk about science. You've got to talk about mutant escape. And so every prequel, I think every movie, try to get to that really quick to the results of it. We don't want to be in the results of this. We don't want to end up in bad science and the results of bad science. Or none of it will matter. It won't matter if it's Biden, it won't matter if it's Kamala. It doesn't matter who's actually running this place. It doesn't matter New World Order or whether it's, we could all be literally fighting for our lives.
But here's the thing. I don't think the people involved in this, like Bill Gates and the World Health Organization, would be this. I mean, they would be desperate enough to do it, but I don't think they would do this without giving themselves a back door. I think they already have a vaccine or something for themselves to fight back against this. But that's just me. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they really have.
I think we all did on it. I think they're the suit. I disagree with you. I think they are arrogant. I think they have bad complexes. I think they see a way from
definitely that.
Now, all of that is true, and it's that arrogance that gets you killed. And frankly, they are not as smart as they think they are. That is our problem.
And they definitely want to play God, and that's a real danger here. And yet, speaking of that, we'll finish with this. Because we've talked about this before, and this is like something that I don't want to say eats at me all the time, but I do think about this. Like, is there any point in the effort to try to wake somebody else up? Like, is there any point in me sharing this information with someone who's never going to believe me, someone who's, you know, dyed-in-the-wool liberal, pro-vaxxer, whatever? Or is it like, are we girding the people that are already awake to really prepare and to just say, look, we're the future of humanity. These people are lost. Like, do we give up on those people? Do we say, you're gone, there's nothing I can do, only God can save you, but, you know, us over here, we can mobilize, we can create a structure, and maybe we can get out of this alive. But, I mean, and if we cross that threshold, do you think it's not these people that are so lost, you just say, you know what, you're going to have to deal with this stuff you're promoting. We're going to try to protect ourselves.
I do think when you look at anything that you talk about, when you look at this force vaccine program and how they're, you know, all the things I've talked about today, we talk about the Great Reset. I mean, I think we're seeing the collapse of the United States of America. I don't believe we actually have a nation being run inside of our borders anymore. I think it's coming from the outside. We're running out of time. These things are moving very quick. We're in sort of the end stage. We have to live in a time in our lives where these are culminations of events that started 25, 50 years ago, maybe 100 years ago, but they're coming to a head. And so at a certain point in any battle, you've got to ask yourself, how much energy do I have left? I think about like the video games you grew up with. My energy level is going down. Do I have enough time to go up the mountain and try and save daddy that's not listening to me? Or do I have to send people to you that
the army? Tell Victory to Highwire.com. You say classic for warriors.
All right. Okay, Elder, I'll tell you.
All right.
We could see all this that they are, call themselves, trying to do or trying to create or whatever, you know, but this is something that we have to consider because we see the Bill Gates and people like that, you know, they are definitely busy and trying their best to make themselves to be worshipped, you see? And so
that's right.
I guess that probably falls in the area where the scripture tells us, you know,
as far as warns us about worshiping the beast and so forth. So if that's what they're doing, you see, they are setting themselves up to try to, with their God complex, to try to get the people to even worship them, you know, to pretend like they are the saviors of mankind, you see. So we got to keep
right.
our eyes on this kind of stuff, too, because we see what the devil is doing, constantly coming up with new things that he feels that's going to be a savior to mankind, as though we need something like that on this earth. We don't, you know, because Satan is just busy trying to put forth his demonic plans. And that's what
right.
we need to watch out for and understand, you know, what Yahushua is, you know, going to warn us about and so forth. Okay, because he has given us plenty of warning, and we got to start listening to Yahushua and understanding, because these people bringing out some things that we need to be thinking about, because these people do. And I understand them saying, well, we hoping it's not true. He be the guy that's not great and all of that stuff. But hey, you know, somebody got something like that in their head if they're able to, if they're discussing it this strong, you know, because somebody's trying to pull something on, seem like trying to pull something on mankind. And I don't think it will work. I don't believe that it's going to work at all. I think, like you said on the program, that Bill Gates and Fauci and people like that have done made a mistake. And I think they're making a fool out of themselves, just like he
yes.
said too, you know. And because nobody is more powerful than Yahuwah. And then, like I said, he will give his glory to no man, nobody, you know. So I don't believe, as far as them letting them all of a sudden take over, take charge or something like that, you know. That's not.
It's not going to happen.
No, it can't. So, you know, especially wicked people like that, like what we are looking at the epitome of evil, and that's what we see. So they're getting their kicks and everything and thinking they're doing something smart, but we know, we've seen it time and time again, those who have tried to make a fool out of other people found themselves being the fool themselves. Yeah. And so that's what
that's
we
right.
are starting to see, you know, see the fool that thought he could make a fool out of everything. He was the most hot, and he turned out to be the fool. You see?
That's right.
So let me let you come up and comment on this, too, because I know you probably got some notes and everything that you took. Okay?
Well, hallelujah. That was a lot of information. I hope everybody heard it clear,
mm-hmm.
and because it was some good information. We might even play that again in the future one day. A couple of things I take away from that clip there, like one of the gentlemen alluded to, the other experts. Okay. They never let the other side come to the platform. You know, you watch the big platforms, network CNN, Fox,
mm-hmm.
MSNBC, ABC News, CNBC, whatever those things. And even in the online media, the other. What about the other experts? The dissenting voices, you know, the ones who contrary to them. Those voices
mm-hmm.
they're never allowed on the national stage to speak, to present
mm-hmm.
an alternate argument, or to cross-examine the propagandists. Now, I call them propagandists because that's what they're doing. They're peddling their propaganda. They're just promoting.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they're scientifically wrong, even when other scientists challenge them and point out where they're wrong, they still promote it. They said these vaccines haven't been tested adequately. Now, we know this whole thing's plandemic anyway, but let's just go along and say, okay,
mm-hmm.
There's something out there. This thing wasn't even tested. They haven't done lab rats. They haven't done nothing. They're making the people
mm-hmm.
the lab rats. So it's
mm-hmm.
it's a big lie. Then here's another big lie, that all scientists and so-called medical professionals are in lockstep agreement with the propagandists. That's a lie. There's a lot of dissenting voices out there, secular, even secular, atheistic scientists. A lot of them do not agree. A lot of them do not fall in lockstep with this. A lot of them are against this vaccine. But they don't
let
them get their voices heard. See, that's witchcraft again. That's the spell they are casting over the gullible public to make the sheeple
mm-hmm.
believe that all so-called credible scientists are in agreement that everyone should take this unproven, experimental, DNA-altering vaccine. See, but that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are not in agreement. They're just pushing and showing one side, you know. So I'm telling our people, don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't fall for the hype. Now, another thing he said, should we continue, you know, to try to beat the drum and warn the people, you know, continue to put out information, continue to put out a dissenting voice, continue to put out, thus saith Yahuwah, bring his words into the platform. Should we continue to warn
mm-hmm.
people? Well, here's, I got scriptures on all those things I just mentioned. On this one,
mm-hmm.
taken from Ezekiel, this is why we do what we do. Ezekiel chapter 3. Verses 17
mm-hmm.
through 21. I'm going to read that in the KJV. It says, Son of
mm-hmm.
man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore,
mm-hmm.
hear the word in my mouth and give them warning from me. See, now this is a charge that Yahuwah has given us. He said, give them, who? The people. Give them warning
mm-hmm.
from me. He told us to warn the people. So that's why we're doing it. It might seem like, my
mm-hmm.
goodness, is anybody listening? Now, we know some people are listening, but if you look at the airways, the propaganda is going on, you think, oh, nobody's listening. All they hear is one voice, one side, and looks like they're taking their side. But Yahuwah tells us, give them warning from me. Okay, that's what we're doing.
Uh-huh.
Verse 18, when I say unto the wicked, now listen here, when he's talking to the wicked, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, see, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life,
mm-hmm.
that same wicked man or woman shall die in his iniquity, but her blood, will
mm-hmm.
I require at thy hand. That's what we don't want, see. So that's why we're going to
mm-hmm.
do what he say. We're going to do what he say. It says 19, yes, if thou warn the wicked, and he turned not from his wickedness, but we warned him, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity. He's going to still die in his iniquity. But, here's the big but thou hast delivered thy soul. See, his blood is no longer on our hands. Verse 20. Again, when a righteous man, say that was the wicked, and here's the righteous. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness, say he goes astray. He knows the truth, but goes astray. And commit iniquity, commit sin, and I lay
mm-hmm.
a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning. See, if we didn't warn our brother or sister who was in the way and who has started to veer off, if we didn't warn him, he'd say, because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin. And his righteousness, which he hath done, shall not be remembered. Whoa, that sounds like a hard a hard line there.
Mm-hmm.
This is the word of Yahuwah.
See, so don't think you can, okay, I lived good for 5 years and lived like hell the last 5 years. You know, I'm still making it in. Listen what the word says. The Bible says, let every man be a liar, but let Yah's word be true. He's letting you know how's it going right here. For a wicked man and now even for a righteous man. It says if he sins and die in his sin, his righteousness, which he has done in the past, shall not be remembered. I'm not going against, I'm not questioning the word of you. His righteousness shall not be remembered. But his blood, see, will I require at thine hand. There we go again. We'll be held somewhat accountable. It says, now here's the last verse, 21. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, we lead him and show him the error of his way, and he turn and repent that the righteous sin not, sin no more, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live because he is warned. Mm-hmm. Also, thou hast delivered thy soul. So I answer that the word of you will answer my question because, like, remember they said toward the end of the clip, should we keep pounding the rock and keep warning the people when they're not listening, or should we just focus on these two or three that will listen to us and try to save them? That's why they call it broadcast. We have to throw out a broad voice and a broad net warning the people. And just like you're throwing out a broad net for fish, when you pull the net in, sometimes you have a big catch, sometimes you only have a few. You still have to cast that net out, that net of truth. You have to warn the people. So that's why we do what we do. We're warning the people on the command of our Heavenly Father. And that was Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 17 through 21. Here's the other three verses that is going to support the other things I've just said. Who has believed our report? That's Isaiah 53 and 1. Who has believed our report? See, the propagandists are out there getting their message 24-7. 24-7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They're just pumping their propaganda, their witchcraft. That's the spell being cast. You heard it. You say a lie over and over. People would start accepting it as truth. That's what they're counting on. They're counting on that statistical theory. It's basically a statistical fact, especially to those who haven't received your Ua spirit, because you're susceptible. You're susceptible to deceit. It says Satan deceived the whole world. You're susceptible to that. You're susceptible to lies and error when you do not have your Ua spirit. So the scripture says in 53 and 1, who has believed our report? Who's believing your Ua's word? Revelation, it talks about what is going on. And Elder, you brought it out a lot, the mark. Some people say, well, is this the mark? It kind of seems like the mark. It kind of acts like the mark, you know. But is it really the mark? Well, keep looking with your spiritual eye. There right now, you see the demonic propaganda. They want everybody to take this jab. Now, look what they're saying. Go ahead and look at the forecast. That's going before. Look what they're trying to push. They're saying, okay, you're not going to be able to fly. Right now, not going to be able. That's happening now. You can't even fly international. Let's say you want to get out of this country. I've had it. This country is going nuts. I want to get out of here. You try to get out of here without the vaccine and tell me what happened. Good luck to you. But they're going to make it mandatory. Get out to get on an airplane. More, even jobs are starting to go to it. What is a job? That's your livelihood. That's the source of income, unless you're self-employed. So if they try to take away your livelihood and take away your freedom of movement, of travel, you mean to tell me that they can't buy and sell? Right now, that the stores that you buy your food from, you can't go in without a mask. You think it's a big leap to believe that
very soon you won't be able to go in unless you show your vaccine card, or unless you get your hand scanned to show you that you've been vaccinated. That's not a big leap at all. The New York bar, the New York State, their bar has already voted to send a proposal to make this vaccination mandatory for all citizens in the state of New York. So that's like a domino effect. When one starts, all the other dominoes, you have a whole line of dominoes, you push one over, they're all eventually going to go over if they're lined up right. And they're lining this thing up just right. So, look, so they're talking about your livelihood, where you make your money, how you going to buy and sell without money. So it has the markings of what you would consider the mark. So are you going to gamble and say, well, you know, I need more proof. I need more proof. Well, what are you looking through, with your spiritual eye or your carnal eye? If you look at it through the spiritual eye, where does it have? What characteristics that it does not have that the mark has in the Bible? The buying and selling? Okay, so you're waiting for all this money just to evaporate, and they say, okay, no more money. We're just going to go to a point system, a credit system, and you can't buy and sell without the mark. That doesn't look too far-fetched right now, because they're gradually taking away freedoms that we used to take for granted, unless you acquiesce and take jab. So just connect the dots. Okay, so Jeremiah 17 and 5 says, cursed is the man that trusteth in man and make flesh his arm. So you're going to believe propaganda just because it's on and then pushed and promoted 24/7. So a lie seeming to be true, that's deceit. And the scripture said, cursed is the man that trusteth in man. What do? You close your ear gate. You close your ear gate. Turn away from that. Turn towards the truth. If you're not spending as much time in Yahuwah's word and meditating on his word as you do, letting that filth into your system, into your ear gate, then you're setting yourself up to be a victim of the spell, to be a victim of witchcraft, because that's what this is. This is witchcraft at its highest. That's why people are walking around. I made the analogy about the movie, The Time Machine. That's what's going on. They're walking around like they're in a trance. The last scripture, Elder, give it back to you. Romans 3 and 4. Let Yahuwah, let his word be true, and every man a liar. Do not believe what you see, Israel, because all you see, propaganda they're pushing. You heard the people on the clip say, and they're carnal, but you even heard them say they're not letting any dissenting voices come onto the national platform. And guess what? They will not. They will not allow it. I saw the doctor on CNN pleading to the people. She's supposed to be one of the top doctors. Please take the vaccine. Oh, the rush is going to come. This next wave is coming. Please, she's almost in tears. Now, if that didn't look like an acting job to me, I don't know what did. She should be nominated. Be nominated for best phony newscaster award. But she has a stiff competition, because there's a lot of others doing that out there. So, Israel, do not drink the Kool-Aid. Do not take this back. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Elder.
Hallelujah. Yeah, well, looking at Jeremiah chapter 51, you know, he had something to say about Babylon in there, too. Yeah, I see it here. He says, and 51, Jeremiah 51, verse 45. Let's start there, okay? It says, come out of her midst, my people, and let everyone deliver his being from the burning displeasure of Yahuwah. You see, so this stuff that we see going on out here, Yahuwah is not happy about it. It's not something that he is rejoicing over. And it says, and lest your heart grow faint and you fear the report heard in the land. You see what they're trying to do? They got all kind of reports going through the media. Every morning I have to shut that stuff off, you know, because before I turn on the TV, good, that coronavirus, the coronavirus, it, you know, that stuff is popping all in your face, in your ears, everywhere. That's all you hear, you know, coronavirus, you know. And they got these, I don't know what happened. They find these people that are just so proper, make themselves feel so, sound so good with this stuff. You see, but these are tricks of Satan, trying to be the tricks if you're not careful. Because it says, for a report shall come out, come 1 year, and after that, in another year, a report shall come, and violence in the land, ruler against the ruler, you see. So we see violence slowly creeping up. I mean, you see so much violence now, it ain't funny. Especially even just in the people in the land here, you know, people just gonna get gone crazy, killing each other. I don't know if it's the virus that's making them do it, but, you know, they're really ramping it up, violence. They killing people. I mean, and what hurts is to see so many Hebrews killing each other. You know, I don't know. Like, yeah. I said, that must be part of that spell that they done cast on the people. And everybody that is not connected with Yahuwah and Yahusha seems to be caught in this spell casting that they have done to the people, to the world, you know. And in verse 47 says, therefore, see, the days are coming that I shall bring punishment on the carved images of Babel, and all her land shall be put to shame, and all her slain shall in her midst. Okay, all her shame falls in her midst, you see? And the heaven and the earth shall all that, I mean, and the heavens and the earth and all that is in them shall shout for joy over Babel, okay? For the ravagers shall come to her from the mouth, from the north, you see? Here it is, declares Yah. Somebody's going to come from the north and take care of Babel, get Babel stirred up pretty well. And as Babel is to fall, as she is to fall for the slain of Israel, so for Babel, the slain of all the earth shall fall. You see? So they're coming against Israel, coming against us, okay, and try to slain us and so forth. But they're just about to, may as well consider them killing themselves, declaring war, because it says that Babel is to fall for the slain of Israel. Now, they've already slain millions of us anyway, and we know that. So this prophecy you know, it ain't going to take much more to realize this, the fulfillment of this prophecy. And it goes on, so far Babel, the slain of all the earth shall fall. And you who have escaped the sword, go away. Do not stand still. Remember Yahuwah from afar, and let Israel, Jerusalem, come to your heart. Okay? That's what I'm saying. You let Jerusalem come to your heart. You know, in other words, remember Yahuwah. And remember his dwelling place where he is that. And we are ashamed because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers have come into the set-apart places of the house of Yahuwah. You see? So that's just the way it's been. And as time have gone, we've seen things happen in Jerusalem, all over the world, everywhere the Hebrew Israelites try to dwell, you know. You got all kind of the Gentiles can't I don't know, they cannot be still. They have to do something. They have to try to disturb the nation of Israel. You know, it's like they are dead. No matter what, they are dead set on destroying this nation. You see? Therefore, see, the days are coming, declares Yah, that I shall bring punishment on her carved images while the wounded groan throughout all her land. You see? Though Babel should mount up to the heaven, and though she should make the height of her strength inaccessible, ravagers shall come to her from her, from me, declares Yahuwah. See, so even the Bill Gates that we see out there trying to spread his wings all over the world and spread his garbage that he's got going, you know, he ain't gonna escape. He cannot. You see, that's why Yahuwah is warning us. He can't. Okay, listen, a cry from Babel. A great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans, because Yahuwah is ravaging Babel and shall silence her loud voice. You see? And her waves shall roar like great waters. You see? The noise of her voice shall resound. You know? Because the ravagers shall come against her, against Babel, and her mighty men shall be captured. You see, all those people that put us in slavery and all of that stuff and whatever they're doing right now and stuff, they say they shall be captured. Every one of their bones shall be broken, for Yahuwah is the mighty one of recompense. He shall certainly repay. Hallelujah. You see, so no matter what she's doing, no matter what she's trying to do, old Bill Gates and all that, and Fauci, you know, thinking they're the great men of this world, this earth, they're going to repay. They're going to be paid. They're going to be paid. We will see. The scripture done already told us, you shall see the reward of the wicked.
Of the wicked.
And the wicked are those who are doing all of these devious things to the earth right now. It's like Bill Gates and Fauci and all of those that follows his crowd, they've been given a license by this country, Babylon. This is Babylon. We're in it. Okay? They have been given a license to just kill as many as they can. You see, no matter where they go to, they still are protected by this government, Babylon.
Yeah.
You see? So they could just kill, they think. You see? And I tell you, and it would get me to see this kind of stuff going on, and nobody seems to want to do anything about it. Can't seem to come together and say, hey, let's stop these clowns here that's out here just killing at rent, just killing people the way they want to. Let's just go against that. Let's you know. But nobody, this is supposed to be the most powerful country on the earth. It ain't doing nothing. It's when it come down to them killing, especially the nation of Israel. Nobody has no comments. They don't want to be God, you know. But yet, you go out there and kill one of them, oh, they're ready to throw you out under the prison forever, bury you.
That's right.
You see? They think they have the right to do whatever they want to. You see? And I shall make her rulers drunk. You see? Isn't that what we probably basically see today? Her rulers even drunk. And her wives, her governors, and her deputies, and her mighty men, and they shall sleep a lasting sleep, and not awake, declares the sovereign above, whose name is Yah of hosts. Okay? So I see my time is running out. I'm going to go ahead and stop here, okay? And so we're going to continue looking at Babylon. We got to keep our eyes on what she's doing so that, you know, when they come down to her punishment, her judgment, you know, who knows? Yah might use his battle axe, which is his people,
hallelujah,
you know, to help bring her down. And I want to be ready.
That's
ready,
right.
Ready to throw the first brick at her.
Hallelujah.
So, hallelujah. So with that being said, I will go ahead and close it on out for tonight. And And anything you got, Elder, if you got a last minute, a last second or something, you want to say something about it, go ahead.
Shalom, otherwise, family. Shalom.
All right. Shalom, shalom. Okay. All right. So that's it. We're going to pick up this another night so that we can continue to expose in Babylon. We got to, the people got to know that this thing, just because Bill Gates and all them got all of this wealth and so forth, they're not all powerful. They're weaker than water. So hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So with that being said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and you're ready to close it on out, okay? So hallelujah. And again, shalom, shalom, family. And we're going to try to close this out with a set of our musical tune. And I'm looking at Roy right here by my brother here.
Hallelujah. All right. Good night, family. Shalom.
Good night. Shalom.